This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The bell has just rung at Banksia Road Primary School in Greenacre, a day after that horrific tragedy that saw two young students lose their lives. A car ploughed into a timber building yesterday morning, injuring three little girls and killing 2 8-year-old boys. The driver of the car, a 52-year-old mother at the school, has been charged. And today their schoolmates were given the choice of whether or not they would go to class. 88 students arrived, while the rest of the 560 students decided to stay at home. Damien Ryan, Nine News reporter, is on the scene. He joins us on the line. Damo, good afternoon.
Yeah, Ben, that's right. 88 of the 570 attended. What about this? But 54 staff, was only one absentee from duty today, and I suspect that would have been the teacher who was in that classroom. So that's an incredible effort by the teachers to bounce back and get back to school, because I think that's what everyone wants, to try and to move on from this. And that was a great indication by the parents. As for what else went on at the school today, I think everyone that we spoke to just wanted to reach out and do or say something. So all they really could do was arrive at the school with flowers and other tributes and spoke about what happened yesterday, the impact on the school and how they need to get together. And we also heard about the victims. Of course, because of legal circumstance, we can't name the two boys or anyone concerned, but a lot of them gave us insights into these little boys. One lady used to run a store, and the boys would come in every second day and buy their lollies, and she just described them as most beautiful boys. They were angels. So, you know, that was, hearing all this was really, it was a really, really tough day today for everyone, because day two of a tragedy like this is people are wanting to know why. It's very difficult to give that answer.
Well, what do they do now about all of these young minds, Damo? Because they've been through something yesterday that most of us will never encounter in our adult lives, and these kids have been through hell yesterday. What do they do about treating those kids and helping them going forward?
Yeah, well, you know, there were the counsellors there. I mean, of course, you'd expect a team of counsellors there. There were 24 children in the class. Of course, there were the injured. But then there was schools, classrooms right next door, which were impacted by this collision as well, by the car going through the wall. The class next door was year four. That had some damage to its roof. So, and then everyone sort of rushes outside. And, of course, they would have seen what was going on. They would have seen some of the terrible sights. And you're right. I mean, how to deal with that? We did speak to a couple of parents were there with their kids today, and it was just traumatic to see these kids. You know, they were talking, and then they burst into tears about what they saw. So, look, it's going to take a long time. A lot of people will not get over it. Even the police last night, the crash investigators, have seen it all over and over. They were all called together last night at their headquarters out west, and they had counsellors there, including psychologists, to talk about what they'd seen and to how to cope with it.
Yeah, incredible effort of all of those teachers turning up to work today. We'll see your images on Nine News tonight, Damien. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Damien Ryan reporting from Banksia Road Primary School in Greenacre, and we again send all of our best wishes and prayers to that school community.